Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday Phantasmagoria, broadcasting to you courtesy of the Psychic Choice Radio Network, with your host, which would be me. Ken seems to be absent, but with lead. And we do have quite a few people calling in on 646-668-8735. So we'll get on with it after this. Tool there, living in the past. And that one's dedicated to everybody who, like me, just wants to run away and hide for a while. But fortunately, life's got this nasty habit of sort of confronting us. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Want me to talk? Are you going to talk?
Well, things seem to be moving, and you're sort of standing, taking a step back and letting them move without getting involved right now. But you're sort of very attentive and very eager to keep an eye on things. You like the way they're going, but it's a bit difficult trusting to gravity, but you are trying. Yeah.
I'm trying. I am trying.
It's not easy.
No.
It's almost impossible to just sit back and let things happen.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No one
can.
That's
not who I am.
But it's the right thing to do, as you've noticed, because when you try and get involved, it sort of stops. Whereas if you just step back, it seems to flow.
How much longer? It's too long. I'm just
I don't
not
know.
Handling it well.
What's the point of asking me how much longer? Because that means me getting involved when I'm telling you not to be involved. So that makes me a hypocrite. I've sort of stuck my neck out around you and sort of by the end of the month-ish, April, Easter, springtime. So not much longer.
Yeah.
You just want to see that point where you can see clear progress, and we're not quite there yet.
No, I'm not.
But you're not far off.
Yeah. I'm not. Well, it's my fault for asking other psychics because then I get a different answer. So I told myself I'm never calling anybody else but you, so I can just get no answer. I'm just kidding. But they told me, I don't even want to say it out loud.
Kenny's not going to come to Seattle.
Your stepson
isn't going to come forward either.
Yes.
That person asked you a lot of questions.
Yeah.
That person didn't say to you, shut up, I'm talking, and tell you what they felt. And they kept saying, I think, they kept telling you, I'm thinking, rather than feeling guided to. Basically, they just told you, they gave you an opinion.
Yeah, and she was blunt.
In fact, they said it six times, in my opinion, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
and
like
the cards they were using kept coming out upside down. They told you, oh, this is upside down, this is upside down. Right? Missing the point that if you were there looking at them, they would be the right way up. But it's what happened.
Yeah.
Well, they told you that they were crazy. They told you the cards. I don't use cards for that reason.
You know what else? Obviously, she was wrong because I saw GJ on the 20th. Because I'm never going to see him again. That's what she said. And I just saw him on the 20th. So I know she's wrong.
Yeah, but you had that little voice in your head telling you,
she's
why are you doing this? He just kept saying, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And occasionally, I don't believe you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and you even stopped and thought, what are my angels telling me? And they said, we don't believe you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know? Look.
That's what I said.
I will never say to anybody, I know it all and that I am always right and that I'm always correct.
No.
All that. But what I really do like doing is going back over people's readings when I don't know what was said, where it was, who it was, and everything that was said.
Yeah.
Because
you're right.
the people that should have been there, no, the people that were there that reader should have been listening to were ignored. And that's your guidance, her guidance, and then everybody else that gets involved in these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I saw GJ, I hugged him, I gave him birthday presents.
Yeah. I said you would. I said you'd get. I said you'd give him his present.
Yeah.
So let's be positive for the rest of it, because it's the rest of it that really, really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you told me my grandfather doesn't like what I'm doing. What? I go, well, what am I doing? She couldn't answer what I'm doing. I go, well, I don't smoke, I don't drink.
If your grandfather didn't like what you were doing and he was still alive, he would have told you and then avoided you until you stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And he's been quite a regular visitor in your readings, even while you're doing apparently what he disapproves of. So why would he suddenly change who he is?
That's what I thought too. That doesn't sound like him. That's what I thought too. It was really
Like I say, I'm not saying, I cannot say they are wrong. I can't. I won't be judgmental about anybody, but I will point out some relevant facts in my own little way. This is all about giving you hope, some peace of mind.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Nothing else.
Okay. On this,
because what will be, and it's simply a case of getting you from here to there.
Yeah.
It is with anybody.
Yeah, because there's another person named Ed. Strictly just a friend.
Yeah.
He's the one that was in jail and started all those letters.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in work release, where he can go to work and come back to jail. It's not funny, but it's funny. But he wants me to pick up his money and hold it and save it for him. Why?
Because he'll spend it.
That's the only reason?
Yeah. Now, my honest advice is try and turn him towards the alternatives that are available.
I did.
Well, try and turn him towards the alternatives that are available harder, more forcefully.
Because you can't go to the bank.
I can see you getting dragged into this.
I don't want to.
Well then, and I agree with you, I don't think you should. But sometimes it's really, really difficult to be able to say no. Well, it's actually very easy for me, but I upset people. It doesn't bother me. It's their upset, not mine. If I can say yes, I will.
No. Why can't he have his boss hold it? You know, why do I gotta go? It's an hour drive one way. I mean, it's just
don't mail it
to me. I don't want to get him.
Try not to get involved. Though.
And that's weird. I think he has alternative motives.
It's always weird. It's always weird when your human nature, your nice, kind side, gets in conflict with your guidance, because your guidance is saying don't, and you want to say yes.
No, I don't want to say yes. I feel like
good, because you're listening to your guidance then. Don't get me wrong, I'm not seeing a massive disaster. I'm just seeing hassle that you couldn't live without, basically.
He's a grown man. I can't freaking famous piece of money.
There's a lot of grown men in jail. There's a lot of grown men in jail because he never grew up.
Yeah.
I'm one.
After I said that, that's what I realized. Okay. Any idea when I will be traveling? Or somebody's traveling to see me?
Give it about three.
Every time I try
to
ask, you won't tell me.
Give it three or four weeks.
Alrighty. Have a nice show.
I only raised my voice so you'd hear me. I wasn't putting you down. Yeah,
my DJ, my stepson, ex-stepson, oh my gosh, he's just gaining so much weight. I just feel so bad for him.
Let's just be patient. Okay.
Yeah.
Said what I think.
Just...
I'm committed to it. I'm not going to change it. But we've got to get from here to there, too. All right?
Yeah, and the dad just comes home from work with McDonald's, throws a bag of McDonald's at him. You know, and every day, and can't figure out why he's heavy. And then GJ told me, he said, you know, he's picking on him for being heavy. His own dad. It's his dad's fault. He's the one buying the food.
Well, yeah, this is it. This is the problem with taking responsibility. It's a sign of being an adult. That says a lot about your ex.
Yeah.
Well, don't. Just chill. Just no harm done yet.
Poor thing. Yeah. I mean, he's obese. It's really sad. Okay. I think that's all.
All right.
Thank you.
You're a bit busy. All right then, Holly. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Okay then. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello. Can I just say your name, please? You're live on air, Psychic Choice Radio Network show. Hello. Hello? Hello? Oh, well, these things happen. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can I just take your name, please?
My name is Donna. I didn't know if you were talking to me before or someone else.
I was, but they weren't answering, Donna, so let them go.
Okay. Hello. My name is Donna.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about something. Me and my daughter have not been getting along. She's 31. She visits me with my 11-year-old granddaughter. I had went through a separation about almost a year ago, and it wasn't a good time. She's a good girl and everything, and she does work, but she tends to take advantage, and we're fighting all the time. I just don't know if you could see, is it something I'm doing? Because things are starting to get ugly, and I just, there's no communicating with her.
She seems to be... Is she a single mother as well, Donna?
Yes, she is.
I think she's just... I think she's feeling resentful about life and everything in general. She just seems to be feeling her life's slipping by. And it's almost as though she's blaming you for giving birth to her. So she's sort of, well, the English expression is having a go. You know? It's nothing that you have done. There's not a lot you can do. No,
I know. I've tried to the best I can. I mean, I'm 54 years old, and I've been taking care of my kids, and you know, a bad marriage, and I'm trying to get on with a life of my own, and I am there for her. But
yeah.
Sometimes she just takes. I feel like she's taking me for granted a little bit.
She is. She is taking you for granted. She's also been manipulative. She
That's
pushes
the way
you
I was
to get.
Feeling.
You know. It's a shame. It really is. It shouldn't happen, but it happens too often. You know, all you can do is not let her push you around. And
right, and then when I get, we're the total opposite. I'm like a really nice person. I'll do anything for anybody. Put myself last, but now I'm going through a thing where I have to go through something, like I've been told, I have to take care of myself. But
yeah,
I still am there for her. But I don't want to end up having a heart attack by taking on everybody's problems. And I know she's single, she's on her own, and she needs my help. But she's going to Cancun, Mexico. And of course I'm happy for her. But she didn't even stop and say, Mom, you know, my daughter, you know, she's 11. Could you help me out with this and or that? She just takes for granted, like somebody's going to pick her up from school or... Like, my granddaughter needs guidance. She needs somebody to tell her, you know, you got to, that, it's not just a money thing to, and that takes a lot of effort. She don't realize this. You have to do your homework on time, honey. You got to go to bed on time. And I've done all this and some, and I'm not a selfish person by no means.
Yeah.
But I just can't, I don't have it in me no more. I mean, I'm going to school, I'm working full time. I'm trying to do something for myself so I'm not so
exactly
bad all the time.
Donna, you've got the way to live life is to put yourself first, but not in a selfish way. You've got to have boundaries with other people. Sometimes it's hard to get those boundaries established, you know, especially when it's a daughter or a son, because they do take the people for granted. No, but this one, your daughter's been manipulative. She's been controlling. She wants you to do what she wants, and regardless of what you want. Well, that's not living.
Yeah.
You know, and it's right that you make a stand and say no. It's right for you. It's right for your daughter to learn some responsibility and take some control for her own life. And it's good for your granddaughter as well.
Right, and that's what she knows that I won't let that happen. Of course, if my daughter doesn't come home and she stays at work and does her friend a favor by closing up her daycare, instead of saying, no, my child comes home at 4:30, I have to be home at that time.
Mm.
She'll do them a favor and you know, knowing that mom's there or her brother is there.
Yeah, well, mom and brother have to start saying no. Yeah, and there
right,
will be consequences. She will complain. She will jump up and down, scream, and say all horrible things that no one likes her. You just ignore it.
I know, I'm going to be honest with you. Last night I said, you know what, you have to go because you're stressing me out and I'm trying to enrich my life and, you know, I'm willing to help you, but you're going to have to go. You have such and such a time to get an apartment. Or she says, I'm not going anywhere. I said, well, then you know what, then maybe I was just saying this. I'll have your stuff outside. And I feel even embarrassed to say this. She goes, I'll blow up your car. And this is so out of character for her. And that's when I thought, you know, we need some kind of help here. I don't know.
I mean, any consequence you give a child or any adult, you've got to be able to enforce it. This is like saying to her, if you don't stop what you're doing, I will slap you. Stop it or I will slap you. And you carry on for about 3 hours. And in the end, it's already been done and they haven't been slapped. Whatever you do, you need to enforce it immediately or out, even though you feel like it, there needs to be another way. but it needs to be in proportion and immediate. You're dealing, it's like she's never grown up, Donna, and you just need to help her grow up. I'm not saying abuse.
Right, and I'm trying, and then my granddaughter, I feel bad. So of course she knows if she doesn't come home and my granddaughter comes home that I'm going to feed her if I'm there, even if I'm tired. She knows this. Like, of course. It's only
well, anybody would. This is why she's been manipulative. She knows what you will do. She's playing on your good nature. Look, this is difficult. There is no quick fix to this one. Because otherwise you're going to hurt your granddaughter, and no one wants that.
Right. So I don't know. I guess I should just enforce it a little bit, and even if she hates me, I'm going to have to live with that.
Yeah. There's no easy way. You know the TV program Super Nanny. It's literally doing that. It's do not reward bad behavior. And yeah, your daughter is going to kick and scream, but she'll get the idea. But this is difficult because you and your son, her brother, have to come from the same place. There's got to be no backing down. You know? And she's clever. She won't sit down and talk it through. She'll just argue. Well, you can't argue with someone like that. You just got to carry on being calm and rational.
I mean, excuse the expression to anybody that has a drinking problem, but it's like, and she doesn't drink, but
yeah,
it's like arguing with a drunk person. You know how that is. You can never win.
Exactly.
They will always have a reason.
Yeah. So, I mean, one way of starting this might be to agree with your son a day when neither of you will be available at all and tell her in advance. You know? Preferably a day when you know the granddaughter will be affected as little as possible. You know?
Right, and then she'll say stuff. Well, I'll make other arrangements for Nyla. That's my granddaughter's name. So
yeah.
Then that means she leaves her with any Tom, Dick, and Harry. She still doesn't get the structure she needs. She'll be over someone else's house and not in the comfort of her home with her grandmother.
Like I said, Donna, it's not easy because she's weaponized your granddaughter against you very successfully.
Yes. Well,
there is no quick fix to this at all. And it's so easily to escalate this out of control, because if you don't feel your granddaughter's getting appropriate care, the only other solution is to get the authorities involved, which is not needed or wanted. And it just causes even more upset.
Right. See, that's what I mean. She loves her daughter and everything, but she has to get her priorities right. She needs stabilization for her and her daughter,
even though
she's a single parent. I mean, if you can read me, you know I've been through stuff. And I'm still doing it at 54 years old. Instead of saying, you know, I'm going to make this easy for my mom and I'm going to help her.
This is all about your daughter still being able to do exactly what she wants without accepting the responsibility of being a parent. Well, that doesn't work for you anymore.
Right. And then it turns out ugly, and that's not who I am either.
Look, Donna. a word of advice. You don't have to argue with anybody. You have to make your point. You don't argue with a two-year-old. You say no, and you enforce it. No argument. The two-year-old can kick, scream, tantrum, whatever. You make sure they're safe, and you just leave them to it. Yeah. If you
right.
argue in your own way, you're rewarding her bad behavior. You're giving her attention. You're showing that there's room to compromise or cave in. You're getting into a fight. You know you're going to lose. It's difficult. Look, this is difficult stuff. But it's human nature. And yeah, I am feeling hopeful, very hopeful, that you can actually sort it out. But it's going to take a while, and it's going to take an effort, a plan. You have to get all those involved on the same side. So you're all doing the
right.
same thing. That
right,
way she
exactly.
can't play you off, you know?
Right. Instead of, you know, saying, you know, being her and her daughter have a home, it's safe,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, why create all this? And I'm not saying like, oh, it's my way because it's my house and you live here. I'm not doing that either. Well, you see,
yeah.
you can read what's going on here. Respect it as a home like I do, and
look,
you can't
be reasonable with your daughter. You have to be more or less vicious. You know, it's your way
yeah.
or the highway, except you're never going to show her the highway. You know, she knows that, and she plays on it. So whatever you do, has to be proportionate and something you can bring in immediately. Watch Super Nanny. Watch a few episodes on Catch Up TV. Get the idea. Then
right.
see how you can... No, if this works, see how you can fit it in around the situation. You know? Don't threaten her or anything, but take action. Stick to it. No, maybe even have a quiet word with your granddaughter as to what's going on, so she knows that you haven't suddenly turned your back on anybody.
Right, mm-hmm. I try to. She's 11, so I.
Yeah, you've got to be careful what you say and how you say it.
Right.
You know, really careful because you don't want to give her the wrong idea or anything. But there again, she's old enough to think, "Oh my God, what's going on here?"
Right. She's pretty level-headed. She's okay
yeah.
then. Like, but, oh, okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Like I say, don't rush into anything. Think about what we said. Listen to the podcast again if you want when it's uploaded. Watch a few episodes of Super Nanny. And see whoever they're dealing with as your daughter. All right, forget the reasons, but see how they handle the situations, you know? And you'll get the
right.
idea. And like I say, you've all got to do this together. So you've got to involve your son.
It's like an intervention.
No, and no
kind
deviation.
Of thing.
Pardon?
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much. And can I just ask you one last question, if I can?
Sure.
Do you see anybody coming into my life in the romance area?
I've got a feeling there's someone around you at the moment that you're interested in. But they
yes,
seem a little they seem a little distant, and you understand what they're going through. And they understand what you're going through. So let's give that a few months.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your advice. Thank you.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks for your call. Okay, then.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Well, we have got quite a full call queue. I've lost my numbers. Hello? Hello? 646? Hello? Hello? Right, 551, I'm coming to you. 646 went somewhere. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi, this is P. I was just calling to just get a general, just to see, you know, what's going on as far as,
Can I just take your name, please?
Sure, it's T.
T. Thanks, T. You seem to be going through a bit of wondering what the hell's going on.
Yes, that's definitely.
You're wondering what the hell is going on, and knowing that the only person who's going to be able to do anything about it is you. And when I say what the hell is going on, there's a lot going on around you. I mean, if you put it on Facebook, people would think you were making it up.
Mhm.
You know. I mean, some of your situations are bizarre enough for that guy in the White House to bring up. one thing you're doing is you're waiting and seeing, and you're talking to yourself about what you should do. And when you're talking to yourself, you're not mad. You're not losing it, because you're finding it helps bring your thoughts into focus in a different way. You're able to stand back and take a different viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And instead of getting dragged into everything, like I say, you're stepping back and maintaining control of your own position, but also wanting to turn the situation around. I can see the flipping concept of today's show, but never mind. And my mind, T, is telling me that you are doing a decent enough job. Okay.
Now, I have a question about the finances, because it just went upside down. And what is going on? Is this like some type of lesson, or I'm not understanding what exactly is happening?
Well, with finances, I'm getting this idea that just because you thought that was the way it was going to happen may not be the way that it will happen. Okay. Because I'm feeling the financial side is going to get sorted out fairly quickly.
Okay. And do you see, now as far as employment and career, do you see what's going on in that area?
Are you what you're waiting to hear from somebody?
I'm telling
you straight, you're waiting to hear from somebody.
Yes.
And until you hear from them and get the go ahead, then you're stuck. There's nothing you can do about that one. You just got to sit tight and wait. However, they gave you a time by which they would contact you, and that time hasn't come yet. Right. There's still a few
I'm
more.
Not,
there's still a few days left.
I'm not following on that one. I'm trying to think what it could be.
In relation to work or career, you're waiting to hear from somebody who will give you the go-ahead in whatever you're doing, and they said they would contact you by within 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, and we haven't quite got through that time period yet. I cannot put it any clearer than that.
Okay. I'm just the only reason why I was thinking, because I don't know who that person is.
Probably forgotten.
Yeah, probably. Actually, I think I know who it is now. Okay. Do you see a new?
You see, what I'm feeling, T, is this person who's you're waiting to hear from that gives you the go-ahead takes your life in a totally different direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It might even be a direction you've thought about and then change your mind about. But I think it's going to come back and basically bite you on the backside. And it's worth doing.
Is that like, does that consist of?
I haven't got a clue. I'm just doing what I'm told. Sometimes I just get this impression of say this, so I say it.
Okay.
And try not to ask questions, you know, because we get stroppy.
Am I moving?
Yes. You are. You're in transition, T. But until you get the go-ahead, whatever that is, then you're stuck. And because you're there, you're seeing everything fall apart around your ears. But it's not you that's falling apart. You're maintaining your status quo. It's everybody else. This is all about you being able to just walk away and leave the rest of them to it. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. Okay. Hello. Hello, T. We seem to be having certain problems. People seem to have problems hearing me. Hello, T? Hello? Well, I do hope this isn't messy debate. The 646, we're coming back to you. Hello? 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 Hello, T, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, area code 646. Hello. Hello, 646. Hello, Holly. Well, we seem to be having some serious audio problems. And I don't even know if anyone's going to hear that. So, one last time. Hello, 646. Hello. We do seem to be having some major problems with the audio. And there's not a lot I can do about it, so I'm afraid that's it for now.
Who sleeps out?